This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's rival military forces accused each other of fresh violations of a ceasefire that is set to expire on Sunday as their deadly conflict continued for a third week despite warnings of a slide toward catastrophic civil war. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded since a long simmering power struggle between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces erupted into conflict on April 15th. A UNICEF official in Sudan warned on Sunday over 600,000 children were at risk of acute malnutrition as internal power struggle continues.
The bombardments, the conflict, the insecurity in which humanitarian workers are trying to get supplies, get services to people. We've had humanitarian workers be under attack as well, with some deaths along the way. So the conditions are extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous.
Jill Lawler, UNICEF's chief of field operations in Sudan, told Sky News before the crisis over 15 million people needed humanitarian assistance, including 8 million children. Pope Francis on Sunday called on Hungarians to be open toward migrants as he wrapped up a three-day visit to the Central European country, whose nationalist premier has taken a staunch anti-immigration stance. Tens of thousands thronged a central Budapest square to hear the Pope lead an open-air mass during which he urged all, including, quote, those with political and social responsibilities to be more open. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Media reports in India say 11 people have died and 4 are hospitalized after a gas leak in northern Punjab state. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Police told the Press Trust of India news agency the incident occurred Sunday at an industrial area in a city, but the source of the gas leak is still unclear. India's National Disaster Response Force sealed off the densely populated area and evacuated residents. Authorities are trying to ascertain the type of gas in the leak. State Chief Minister said the leak came from a factory but did not provide more details. He tweeted that all possible help is being provided. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Armenia's government says its representatives will hold a new round of talks with Azerbaijan in Washington on Sunday to try to normalize relations, although Azerbaijan did not immediately confirm the meeting. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The meeting comes after weeks of rising tensions over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Armed forces from the two Caucasus neighbors have frequently exchanged fire amid disputes over the mountain enclave, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, populated mainly by ethnic Armenians. Azerbaijan set up a new checkpoint last Sunday on a road to Karabakh that passes through Azeri territory. Armenia called the move a gross violation of a 2020 ceasefire. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Uzbekistan votes on constitutional amendments on Sunday that promise its citizens greater social protections in exchange for resetting President Shavkat Mirziyoyev's term count to zero, which could allow him to stay in power until 2040. The 65-year-old has been praised at home and abroad as a liberal reformer for abandoning the previous leadership's isolationist policies and police state approach. And while Western partners are unlikely to approve of the attempt to extend presidential powers, Uzbekistan risks little given the West is seeking support from all ex-Soviet nations in its effort to isolate Russia over its war in Ukraine. A Texas sheriff says a fugitive accused of opening fire on his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting in his yard could be anywhere by now. Authorities have widened the search area for the man suspected of killing 5 of his neighbors near the city of Houston. The gunman has remained at large since the shooting Friday night. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.